The famous Stoic philosopher Seneca said, "If one does not know which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable." So before we head out on our journey, I thought we should first understand just what it is we're doing. What's our intention and motivation? What are you doing here and why? What do you seek? Is there something you hope to find? What is it at bottom that matters most to you? What's your life oriented around? What are you in service to? What do you want your life and your being to be an expression of? Now, don't give me a rehearsed answer. Don't tell me what someone else said life is about. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear or what you think is the right answer. No, search deep within yourself to find your own answer, your own spiritual guide, your own moral impulse. It's amazing how few of us take the time to understand what our spiritual life is all about. We read book after book, go to church every week, observe the covenants, participate in all the rituals, and yet we don't really understand why we in fact do all of this. We simply walk the path someone else carved out for us. This is largely because our cultures and spiritual traditions don't encourage us to think for ourselves. The religions of our parents tell us exactly how we're supposed to live and why. Do A, B, and C, and refrain from X, Y, and Z to get into heaven. And then we accept these beliefs without reflection. And if we do reflect on them or question them, this independent thinking is often quickly combated by our strong impulse to fit in, to conform to the standards and beliefs of our family, community, and culture. Fear sits in the driver's seat. Until you ask yourself these questions, though, what is my life about? What is it at bottom that matters most to me? What do I want my life, my time, my being to be in service to? Who can you say you truly are? When we don't know ourselves, when we don't know our motivation and aim, are we not just being blown around by the winds of chaos and entropy? Without asking these questions, how can we live an intentional life? Where is our freedom? Now, you don't need answers to these questions right now. The most important thing may even be to ask the questions. And if you already have answers, it's important to consider that they might change. But no matter your situation, if you're at all interested in living your life freely from your own heart, keep these questions close. Live from these questions. You can even apply them to every situation or arena of your life. What's the most important thing to you in a relationship or a friendship? What's the most important thing in this next interaction you'll have? What is it you want most out of your work or your art? What is the most important thing you can provide to your children? The humble philosophical giant, Karl Popper, stressed that the questions we ask, the problems we seek to solve, make up the entire foundation to our frameworks, to our understanding, and really to our lives. At bottom, it's our questions that hold everything we know. And because it's our understanding that moves and navigates us through the world, at bottom, it's our questions that serve as our moral compass, as our operating system. Questions open us to the darkness and push us out beyond the wall of ignorance. They create space. They're the doorways to new possibilities. It's our questions, our problems, that lead to healing, transformation, and growth. If we don't ask questions, we'll never go anywhere. We'll focus only on what life has conditioned for us. We'll live on automatic pilot, dry and mechanical. Our hearts won't be in it. So I invite you to continually ask yourself the deepest questions. Try to understand the why or the why not for everything you do. Look to your own heart for which foot to put in front of the next, not to the voice of the masses, to the sea of irresponsibility. Again, what is the most important thing to you? And if you say money, success, fame, or something along those lines, dig deeper. Why do you seek those things? Do you want to be happy Do you want to heal your trauma and suffering? Do you seek love, connection, and harmony? Do you seek friendship, family, or community? Do you seek awakening or enlightenment? Do you seek wisdom, insight, and understanding? Do you want to be free, entirely at peace? As the spiritual teacher Adyashanti says, the most important thing I believe each of us can do is to come to know what is the most important thing. Until you do, your life doesn't belong to you. Engraved on the entrance to the Temple of Apollo was the maxim, "Know thyself, the cost to enter." This invitation I extend to you. Your life and your being are your temple. Enter fully into yourself. Know yourself. Love yourself. Embody yourself fully. And again, no one can do this for you. No one else can tell you who you are or how you should live your life. This isn't something you can learn from a book or a prophet. It's not something you can discover from outside yourself. To know yourself requires an immediate and intimate kind of knowing, a bare knowing. It requires you to go deep into your own heart and mind. It requires sitting with yourself in stillness and in silence. It requires contemplation and meditation, an ardent, awake, loving, and careful investigation of the unfolding of experience. It requires you to look directly at awareness, directly at your own mind. It requires you to look directly at the wide open space of knowing. So before we call it a day, I invite you to sit in stillness for 2 minutes. Enter the temple of your own being and let the silence speak to you as you hold these questions close to your heart. What do I want my life to be about? What do I want my being to be an expression of? What is it, at bottom, that matters most to me? Look inward to examine who or what you are. Okay, well, go ahead and I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. Well, thank you for joining me today. You truly are an astonishing creature. Until next time.